Today we'll be doing Sif Mem Test. The Shulchan Aruch tells us Halacha LaMoshe Misinai Sheyihu Tefillin Nisparim Begidei Behima Vechayet Orim V'Tov Lispor Begidei Shor. The Halacha LaMoshe Misinai states that you must use sinews that come from kosher animals, and ideally you should really use sinews that come from an ox or a shor. So the Mishnah Berurah Tzivkat in Reish Chav Beis tells us Begidei Behima V'Lokchem Meha Akiv Shehim Levanim V'Imhim Kashim Mirakechim Ba'Avanim Atchayasu Kefishtam V'Tovenosam V'Shozrenosam. Ideally, the sinews should come from the foot of the animal. Those are the best sinews, and if they're hard, then you should take a rock to kind of soften them up and then use them to stitch on, you know, to stitch on the sinews. The Das Amagin of Rabbi Sof Siv Katan Samach Vav Debeinu Bazeh Tevil Ishma Eli Rabbi from Yigadim Efak Vekim Bazeh. So there seems to be machlokas about whether when you're stitching on the sinews to the tefillin, must that be done Lishma Tehorim Afilim Yinevelos Utrefos Shalahem. Even, in other words, as long as it comes from a kosher species of animal, that's okay, even if that particular animal, let's say, died or was shechted improperly. Begidei Shor Ve'em Eilo Yikach Megidei Behem Adaka Avol Mitamei Afilim B'diavad Pas. So if it's Aruchi and Mutter So the Mishnah Berurah says that if you took in other words, if you don't have access to a shor or a behima gasa, a larger animal, then you can use a behima daka, a smaller animal, but you cannot use the sinews of a non-kosher animal. And then the Mishnah Berurah has a suffix about what happens if you use the gid hanasha from a kosher animal, whether that will be kosher or not. So we'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up a sif nun tomorrow.